And a quick note to parents and caregivers, this next story is going to divulge a few of Santa's secrets. Maybe, you know, take little ones to look at that amazing squirrel. And a warning, there's also a very bad poem. Here we go. You better not pout, you better not cry, but if you're looking for Santa, you're going to need to really try, because the U.S. is facing a very real Santa shortage. George Campbell is communications director of Lone Star Santa. That's a Texas organization for Santa Clauses. There's about 450 of them. He's also a Santa. Santa, George, welcome.
Ho, ho, ho!
I never doubted you, but there you are. And you say you're also a member of an international association?
Yes, the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas, yes.
Okay, so you're right on top of things here. What? Mm-hmm. Why? Well, I mean, we're hearing 450 just in your organization in Texas. Why is there a shortage?
Well, there's more demand than there are Santas to meet the demand. That's part of the problem that we have. The other big problem is experienced professional Santas, ones that have been doing it for a decade, such as myself. We get booked up during the entire year. By the time September comes, my schedule is full. Right. And many of my brothers in red have exactly the same problem.
Well, now listen, a couple questions. First of all, I'm sure there's a surge, too, because people are, you know, the pandemic is not over, but people are getting out more to see things like Santa.
Yes, I have a daily regimen of supplements to boost my immunity, because it's very important. You're exposed to every pathogen known to the children out there. There are many not so healthy children sitting on your knee.
Well, and I'm sure those colds and things have knocked out a lot of Santas. That's part of the problem.
That is a part of the problem every year. As a matter of fact, part of our network of Santas will say, I've gotten the flu. Can you fill in for me on this Saturday? Or and it goes around and we try to help each other out if that does happen, because things happen to us, because we're not the youngest fellas, you know.
Well, you know, you need to have that long white beard, so that's just one challenge. What's the cost of being a Santa nowadays?
We have a lot of different challenges as far as the expenses go, just like everybody else. Not only our living expenses, but things have gone up. We have to get our suits cleaned and pressed, and it's a little more than just a regular business. We drive great distances. Many Santas, like myself, will put 1,000 miles a week, the last 6 weeks before Christmas, driving around to various locations. And the price of gas has gone up. So we either have to absorb that cost or we have to pass it along to our clients.
Do you have advice for people who are panicking because maybe their mall isn't having a Santa this year? Or I know there are phone numbers kids can call. So what do you advise?
Oh, yeah. There are many different things that we can do. There are some resources online to find Santas that you can look at to see if someone has had a cancellation or something like that. And then there's also video chats. A lot of Santas will be happy to do a video chat with you. They don't have to leave the home. The children don't have to leave the home. So it's a little bit safer. During the pandemic, we did a great deal of video chats with lots of families and even some companies. Zoom calls were a lot of fun.
George Campbell, the North Texas Santa and Communications Director for Lone Star Santas. George, I wish you the happiest of holidays, and I hope every kid gets to find a Santa like you.
I would hope so, too. Merry Christmas to everyone, and happy holidays to everybody out there. Ho, ho, ho!